So we're just going to relax and breathe. Settle into our chairs and get comfortable. There's nowhere we need to be. There's nothing we need to do except relax, chill out, feel good. So we're going to find some things to focus on today to feel good. We're going to do a rampage of appreciation, which is a very Abraham concept. And rampaging appreciation depends on being able to connect with the higher frequencies. For Source is always loving. Source is over appreciating. Source is adoring us and every aspect of who we are all the time. Yesterday at the workshop, Abraham reminded us that Source adores everybody. And from Source's perspective, we can't get it wrong and we never get it done. So no matter what we would call our mistakes or our errors, we're going to feel bad when we condemn ourselves because Source never does. And our guidance system is dependent on our coming into alignment with seeing the way Source sees, seeing through the eyes of Source. And the eyes of Source are loving. The eyes of Source are appreciative. The eyes of Source are open-hearted and clear and powerful and free. So let's just breathe and relax. Relax and remember that in this moment we are already loved. We are completely adored. We are ever attended to. In every moment of every day, our inner being is noticing where we are and what we want and guiding us with impulses for how to get there. And last week, Abraham talked a lot about coming into harmony and listening for those impulses, feeling for those impulses. And then when we are inspired, taking the action of those impulses, trusting that they are good, that they are right. And then noticing where we end up, what the results are when we trust those impulses. So we allow our inspiration to flow. We allow our lives to open out to new possibilities, to spontaneity and joy, to laughter and fun, to silliness and playfulness and freedom and wonder, all of the flavors of joy, all of the colors of life, all of the beauty and harmony and ease that is ever flowing to us on this river of well-being that endlessly comes. So just breathe and open your heart consciously to that flowing abundance. Feel the richness of life. Feel the value of coming together in this way to simply appreciate, to do a rampage of appreciation for life itself. And this is the month of Thanksgiving. And I read a poem about Thanksgiving this week that so inspired me that I brought it to inspire this meditation today. It's by someone named Gary Van Warmerdam, and I don't know who that is, but I loved his poem. And it's called Thank You, Life. Thank you, life. So let's do some gratitude for all of these things that he remembers to say thank you for in life. And then as we use this as a jumping off place, we thank life for all of the blessings, all of the graces, all of the wonders of life. So we begin with Gary's poem, Thank You for This Breath. Thank you for this inhale, and thank you for this exhale. Thank you for this life today. Thank you, heart. Thank you for this pounding. Thank you for this pulsing. Thank you for this love. Thank you, feet. Thank you for this walk. Thank you for this run. Thank you for this dancing. Just breathe and think about your feet. Thanking your feet. Thanking your heart. Thanking your breath for life on this particular day. So dependent on breath. So uplifted by the heartbeat, which we don't even think about 99.9999% of the time. Appreciating the incessant beating of our hearts. Appreciating the wonderful breathing of our lungs, so unconscious most of the time. Just keeping us alive for this new day. Thank you for today and our walking, running, dancing feet. Thank you, life, for this particular wonderful now moment that we get to share together in this way. Makes me smile. And breathe more consciously. And become more aware of the blessings and richness of my life in this moment. Thank you, life. Thank you for my life. Thank you for our lives right now. Moving on with Gary's poem, we say, thank you, eyes. Thank you for the sunrise. Thank you for the sunset. Thank you for all of the colors. Thank you, eyes. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for all that we see on the outside. The beauty, the colors, the rainbows, the subtleties, the stars, the skies, the foliage. Thank you for eyes that see on the outside. And thank you for eyes that see on the inside, for the visions and the dreams, for the images, for the ideas that we see with our third eye on the inside. Eyes looking out, eyes looking in. Thank you, life, for eyes, for vision, for clarity, for beauty. Thank you, eyes. Just opening our heart and appreciating what it means to be able to see, to be able to navigate life so easily through our vision, to interpret vibrations through vision, to have senses like vision and hearing. Back to Gary's poem, thank you, ears. Thank you for the music, thank you for the rhythm, and thank you for the stillness. Just breathing into the stillness in this moment. Aware of the hum of the heating system in the background. Perhaps aware of other background noises. The sound of a car going by in the street. The sound of someone speaking in the background. The sound of music playing in our minds. Like when a song gets stuck in our heads and our hearts. the sound of children laughing, the sound of whispered words of love. The sound of music that makes our heart sing in return. Yesterday, Abraham riffed for 5 or 6 or 7 times about meditation that sounds a tone. And right in the middle of answering a question, they would break off and go, And they said it would do us all good to focus on a tone, making an audible tone that vibrates our whole body and then hearing it in our mind. Finding the tone that's perfect for us. And knowing that whatever tone we choose is the right tone, the perfect sound, the hum of the universe through us in this moment. Thank you, ears, for interpreting the vibrational frequencies of sound so that we can hear the hum as well as feel the hum as we make the sound. Breathing deeply and relaxing even more fully, we return to Gary's poem. Thank you, hands. Thank you for the caressing. Thank you for the clapping. Thank you for the holding. Thank you, hands. Thank you for the sense of touch. Thank you for the hugs and the closeness. Thank you for the massages. Thank you for the soothing. Thank you for the lotions. Thank you, life, for touching and being touched, for feeling so sensual in our touching, in our appreciating. I remember my mom saying that when she got older, she felt hug deprived, and that it was so good to be in a group of people where people hugged other people. One of the reasons why I love coming here. If you're new and you're open to it, you're going to get hugged. So let us know you want a hug and we're available. Let us know if you don't want a hug too. It's not so good when you don't want it. Thank you for the hands. Thank you for the caressing. Thank you for the clapping. Imagine your inner beings clapping for you, giving you a standing ovation, acknowledging your worthiness. Oh, your inner being doesn't have hands or feet or legs to stand, but your inner being is adoring you in this moment. Your inner being is hugging you from the inside 100% of the time. As Abraham said once, there's a whole lot of kissing going on from non-physical. There's hugs from within, as well as wonderful hugs from without. And you can open to being touched by your inner being, no matter what is around you or happening in your life. Simply sinking into that adoration and remembering to seek it, to look for it, to allow it when you forget. coming back into that feeling of how good it feels to be touched. To be touched by Source, to be touched by other human beings. To be touched physically with our hands, to be touched emotionally with our hearts. To feel that, that means our heart is open just a little more. Thank you for the holding and thank you for the letting go. Our hands have the ability to reach out and hold and then let go. So we allow ourselves to be guided, to follow those wonderful impulses, to hold on tightly and let go lightly, and to be uplifted in our connection with others, with our inner beings, with life itself. Back to Gary's poem. Thank you, mouth. Thank you for the nourishment. Thank you for the wine. Thank you for the kisses. I have a quote from Abraham posted on my wall that says, you're just a few kisses away from a whole lot of good stuff. You're just a few laughs away from a whole lot of good stuff. You're just a little relief away from a whole lot of good stuff. And we come here and we rampage appreciation and we giggle and we laugh and we remember the kisses. We feel those kisses from within. We appreciate the kisses that we get from our family and beloveds. I remember being licked on the nose by a 6-week-old Yorkie puppy. Puppy kisses are so good. And little kids' kisses where they don't know how to pucker yet are so sweet. Oh, there are so many sweet kisses of life. To be kissed by the sun, to be kissed by the wind, to be open to the kisses of life. To be open to the laughter, to open our mouths and laugh out loud, even in email, to laugh and to love and to be present, to giggle, to be silly, to have fun. Abraham reminds us that life is supposed to be fun. I love that. Oh, and if I'm going to get through this poem, I better get back to it. Because I'm rampaging appreciation here. Gary said, thank you, nose. Thank you for the flowers. Thank you for the pines. Thank you for the sniffles. And I love this reminder that we can even be thankful for the contrast. The contrast that helps us be clear about what it is we do want. Oh, we do want to breathe easy. We do want to be at peace. We do want to be excited. We do want to breathe and smell the roses. Fragrance takes time. You don't smell things when you're in a hurry. So let's stop and remember some of the amazing fragrances of life. The fragrances of Thanksgiving, of turkey and stuffing cooking. My mother always put sausage in the stuffing and onions and sage. The smell of stuffing cooking with the turkey was so beautiful. Think about the smell of pumpkin pie baking or apple pie. Think about the smell in the woods, the pines and the cedars, the balsam. Think about the scent of flowers, lilies and roses, tulips and jonquils, so much more subtle. Think about the earthy smell of a freshly dug garden or a new mown lawn. Think about the scent of the salt air at the beach. Thank you, nose, for the sense of smell, for interpreting this vibrational universe as fragrances. Oh, so good. So wonderful to have these magnificent senses that give us so much to appreciate, savor, and bask in life. Thank you, arms and shoulders, Gary said. Thank you for the carrying. Thank you for the burdening. And thank you for the hugging. Oh, we're back to hugging. My favorite. So we feel the arms and shoulders, and we give thanks for this capacity to reach and hold and carry. Take on a burden for just a second. Feel that on your shoulders and then let it go. And breathe into your shoulders and feel the freedom from burdens. How good it feels to pick it up and then let it down. Leave it behind in this moment. Leave it behind for this time. You can always pick it up later if it's meaningful. But for right now, let go of all the burdens, all the caring. And just come home to a sense of relief and relaxation and freedom in the arms and shoulders. And Gary says, thank you, voice. Thank you for the expression. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the gift of creation. I love him tying the word and creation together. The thought is creative. As we think, we feel, and as we feel, we create. Thank you, voice, for the ability to express ourselves in words and music and song and hums. Thank you, voice, for the ability to express. There's even a voice in writing. We express ourselves in writing through our unique voice, our unique perspective on the world. We're almost out of time, so I'll read you the rest of the poem all the way through. It's hard because there's so much to riff on here. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the stars. Thank you for the night. Thank you, self. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you for the play. And thank you for you. Thank you for the emotions. Thank you for the joys. Thank you for the tears and sorrows. Thank you for the richness. Thank you for the abundance that is. Thank you for the abundance that is given. Thank you for the so many experiences and so many things. Thank you for this dance. Thank you, life. Oh, what a beautiful poem to remind us that there is so much in this dance of life to be grateful for, to appreciate, to love, to savor, to bask in. The senses, the experiences, the expressions, the beauty, the power, the wonder, the peace, the excitement, the blessings, the ones we identify immediately, and the contrasting ones that sometimes it takes us years of 20/20 hindsight to really see that, oh yes, that which I called a tragedy was a catalytic turning point in my life. Abraham talked about that last week. Don't call it a tragedy. Call it a catalytic experience, because in every moment of contrast, we experience the opportunity to turn and see what we want, to make a new choice, to have a new preference, to feel the universe expand in us and around us. We are so blessed. And in this month of Thanksgiving, we give thanks for the magnificent abundance of richness and blessings in all of our lives, in every way. We are so blessed, and I am so grateful. And so it is.